think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Allergies, allergies, something's living on my skin.
I'm telling you, it's been a rough spring for some of us. I don't know if you've heard in my voice, but I'm having a little struggle over the past few days with allergies and then struggling with it. And even though I guess the pollen level is down today because of the rain. Joining us on the line is Susan Kosiski, allergy expert, chief microbiologist in charge of that task for the U.S. Army Centralized Allergen Extract Laboratory. Good morning to you, Susan. You've been on before to help us understand what's going on. Am I wrong, or over the past few days, has the pollen just been through the roof?
Good morning, and thanks for your interest in our aerobiological work efforts here at USACAL. But this has been one crazy tree season this year. We've gone through two peaks. We had a huge spike in February, probably the largest we've seen in our early pollinating trees. It was 6 to 8 times what we usually see in the last few years. And then we had a depression in March. Everybody was really happy. It got cooler and damper. A lot of rain showers. We went way down, and now we've got another spike way above average for the month of April. And it's not only our trees, it's our grasses which are overlapping. We're seeing some of the highest grass counts. Last week in April, it was about 6 times what we normally see for our daily average counts for that period in April.
And is that because we had a relatively mild winter? Is that part of it?
Yeah, I like to say, as the weather goes, so the pollen blows. I think it was the warmest February in our region on record. And so, of course, you've got the warm weather preceding, the flowering of the trees and the grasses, and then we've had enough rain, I think, to stimulate plant growth. So it's just been a great combination to have some really peak levels in our tree and grass pollen.
But in a way, considering all the development around here, in a way, this is all good because it helps pollinate pollen. It helps pollinate the trees and the grass and those things that we need to clean our air and so on. So we may be a little miserable right now, but it's going to get better.
Yes, it will. Actually, May is peak grass month, so we still have a lot of grass pollen to go through to choke on and sneeze and wheeze about. But our trees definitely will be declining now. And this rain, I like to say, do a rain dance. This rain is wonderful for washing out some of the remaining tree pollen that's been, reabsorbed into the atmosphere and blowing around on windy days.
What's the percentage of Americans who have some sort of allergy, not food allergy, but to a pollen allergy?
Yeah, I'm not an allergist, but I do go over the figures once in a while, and I believe it's 50 million in the United States that are affected by allergies. And I think also it's the sixth leading cause of chronic disease in America. I guess the percentages, they vary here and there, but as much as probably 30% of adults are affected by allergies.
And I know you're not an allergist, but is it something you can grow out of or into?
Yeah, and the immune system is really a mystery, and they really don't know what goes on, but some folks can actually have intense allergies as a child, say up to 16, and then they disappear, and then they come back closer to retirement age.
Oh, yay.
Others don't have any allergies, and then all of a sudden in adulthood they develop allergies.
Huh. That's weird.
I know myself, I've got terrible ragweed allergy, did when I was a child, and I seem to have outgrown it. In my later years, I'm not as affected. And I know I've read on that, and they've said possibly your system might just become accustomed to what was bothering you. and you can outgrow allergies.
Yeah, I would think as you get older, your immune system isn't as strong as it was when you were younger,
maybe.
So it's not going to attack with as much vigor, which is pretty much what I'm looking forward to.
All right.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So help us understand what we can do to minimize our exposure to these allergens during this last few weeks when the pollen is going to be – because we're getting a break today, but it's going to come back. You know it will.
Yeah.
It will. Soon as the sun comes out and the breezes return, we'll see some more pollen out there. But I think a real good idea is to limit your outdoor exposure during peak pollen season. I know I wear sunglasses to sort of keep the pollen from getting, into my eyes. If you have hay fever, itchy eyes, runny nose, that type of thing, use your air conditioner. Don't open those car windows. Keep your windows closed in the homes. Some of our highest levels are spring and fall when you're talking about your tree pollen, your grass pollen, your weed pollens. People like to open those windows, and it's a bad idea. It gets blown into your homes. So you sort of want to limit outdoor exposures, modify those activities outdoors. Use the air conditioner. Don't open those windows up. And a lot of folks, of course, do over-the-counter meds with your antihistamines and decongestants to help get through some of those misery-causing symptoms.
Or we could just walk around with the masks on.
Masks and goggles. That's another thing. You know, it's funny in the allergy journals, the different types of allergies, you wonder, folks have all these exotic pets now. They've got alligators, snakes in their homes, ferrets. And then you read these case studies about, first case report for ferret allergy or hedgehog allergy. And, the ways we've modified our environments, I think, all the allergens we've introduced into our homes, let alone outdoors, makes you think we might have to wear masks one day.
We have about a minute left. I've always been curious about how you actually get the numbers for the pollen. How do you actually derive these numbers?
Yeah, we use volumetric samplers. There's really two that are most common, your rotarod sampler and your Burkhard spore trap, which we have on the roof of our building. There's formulas that are used based on the amount of air that we've sampled and the number of particles that we've counted.
So you suck air through a filter and then look at the filter and count the pollen spores, right?
Yeah. The Burkhard actually sucks air through an orifice on the sampler, and the pollen particle or the particles are deposited on a slide. Our rotarod sampler actually has two rotating rods, polystyrene rods, which are coated with grease, and they sample the air at 2,400 RPMs that collect the pollen and spores, and we bring them down and look at them under the microscope.
It's a much easier way. You could just come down and dust Brian or Mike's trucks and get the pollen off of those.
That sounds like an idea.
I got about an eighth of an inch of yellow on
exactly.
my big burgundy truck.
Right. It has been awful this year.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there.
Thank you, Susan Kosiski,
allergy expert. Thanks for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.